On.
Hi, AJ.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. We can get started with Alex Coffee.
AJ, how did you feel about your outing overall, and what in particular was working well for you today?
I felt really good today. Real calm, relaxed, and I just wanted to go in there and just throw a lot of strikes and attack with my heater. And it all worked out well today.
Matt?
Hey AJ, how did you specifically feel kind of in that last inning, extending out to four innings there? Did you still feel like you were going pretty strong at the end?
I felt great the entire time. Everything felt crisp and clean today. Mechanics were syncing up well, and I was just happy.
Last outing that you had in relief, there were some command issues. It seemed like a couple of walks and hit bags. Did you fix anything, address anything between these two outings?
A little bit. I knew coming in after, they told me I got put on a 5-day rotation, and I knew I had about three outings in the spring. And that first outing, I just wanted to, coming back from the injury, I just wanted to get out there, feel good. And then, that second outing, I really just wanted to go out there and work on my mechanics and my pitches. I've already thrown more two seams now than I've probably had my entire career. I really just wanted to, that was a point of my emphasis, my second outing. And then today, the last outing, before season, I just wanted to go out there and just attack it like I would in a real game and just not think about anything, and just it felt good, free and easy today.
Martin.
Hey AJ, with this being your last outing before the regular season, do you feel like you were able to go out there and kind of show the team what you can do? Do you feel good about just what you were able to accomplish?
Yeah, definitely. I filled up the zone today. And it's all about, just being consistent. I just want to, go out there each time, and just try to repeat that. And just keep attacking hitters and just let my stuff play.
Matt.
Bob had said this would be sort of a big outing for them, just to gauge sort of your readiness to potentially start or whatever they want to do with you for the start of the season. Do you feel like you're ready at this point to handle a starting role if that's what they want?
Yeah, definitely. Whatever the team decides. I know everyone's at the fifth spot. I've got a lot of guys pitching up Jeffries and Irving. They've both done their thing. And I'll be interested to see what happens coming up. But I'm always confident in myself, and each time I've been taking this rubber, coming off this injury, each time it's I get more and more confidence, and just keep feeling better and better each time.
Manolo.
Hey, yeah, hello. Melvin was saying a couple of days ago that he was not worried at all about your velocity, that he knew that was going to come. You feel the same way, that the velocity is something that's going to come, soon, the way you used to pitch before?
Yeah, definitely. This is just my third game action, and over like a year and a half. I'm just each time I'm just going out there and just try to build on the previous one, just keep learning. And even if my velocity doesn't come back to have a 98 in my back pocket, I'm still confident with the stuff I have. And that's why I've been working on a lot of this two seams. Like I said earlier, I've thrown more two seams now than I've had my entire career. I know I've always told myself I want to become a pitcher, and previous to these injuries, it's pretty easy to become, just like a thrower with, just 98 in the back pocket, and I can just do that anytime I want. But, now I'm just working on just becoming a pitcher.
Yeah, you mentioned the two-seamer thing a couple of times. This is something that the goal you had for this year, throw more two-seamers, or is something that Emo and the Athletics have advised you to throw more two-seamers?
It's kind of been more on my own doing. Just because, I know coming back from an injury, who knows if I get back to throwing 98, 99 this year. I'm not saying I'm never not going to do that again. Never know, 2, 3 years from now, I could be, blowing 100 again or in 1 month. So we'll see. I'm just happy where I'm at, with the health of my shoulder. Everything's feeling good, and I'm just real, real happy where everything's going.
Take a final question from Matt.
Just to check with you, have you gotten an indication one way or the other sort of what the plan is for you right now going into the season?
No, you know, just, you know, I'm not really too concerned about that, you know, that's out of my control. You know, I just want to just every day I just come to the park, you know, and just try to do what I have to do to stay on the field and, you know, just keep working on, you know, my mechanics, my pitches, and, you know, just try to be ready.
All right. Thank you, AJ.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, AJ.
You guys can stay on. Jed Lowry will be on next.